Whatever your politics, you have to agree that one of the most successful protest movements in recent history is the anti-abortion movement. Activist groups like Operation Rescue and the Center for Medical Progress have done a lot to restrict women's access to abortion. According to one estimate, at least 58 abortion clinics have closed since 2011. That's nearly one in 10 clinics that have either shut down or stopped providing the procedure. Joseph Scheidler has been called the godfather of the anti-abortion movement. He founded the Pro-Life Action League, and he wrote a book that is considered the Bible for how to shut down abortion clinics. So how does he look back on his history of protest? He talked with Steve Paulson.
You know, I'd studied for the priesthood for a while, and I'm a practicing Catholic. And when the Supreme Court ruled in 1973 that abortion could be the law of the land, I simply could not stand by and watch my country go that direction. And so I quit my job, and I just sort of threw myself into trying to save babies' lives.
So what drew you to direct action? I mean, you could have chosen to go another route, you know, into lobbying, legislative work, but you became a frontline activist, you know, out on the street.
Well, I knew that legislation would be very hard and take a long time, and we were rather successful in meeting these women, offering them help, and then we spread out more to educate the public by taking the pictures, having them blown up, standing along the streets, the highways, the overpasses, and letting them see what a baby looked like before it was born, and then we would show what abortion would do. We actually showed people the victim.
And you're talking about the women, you know, usually young women, walking into these clinics. You're basically trying to horrify them, is what it sounds like, to scare them out of going through with this, right?
With the women themselves, we usually would not use the graphic pictures. We would try to talk to the women, and I know I would invite them out for coffee or say, do you just want to talk about this before you do it? So we had lots and lots of converts through these different techniques.
Now, during these years, these four decades when you've been an activist, there has also been a lot of violence directed against abortion providers, at least 11 murders, as well as 41 bombings, 173 arsons at clinics since 1977. Do you feel any kind of responsibility for these acts done in the name of a movement that you helped create?
We don't encourage violence. We don't condone it. But it does happen. And it happens on both sides. I've been punched around and actually lost one eye. But no, we don't.
But as far as I know, the pro-choice movement has not killed people in the pro-life movement.
I don't know. I've heard otherwise. But all I can say is it's true that the worst of fanaticism has been on the side of people who were pro-lifers but absolutely went the wrong way. I knew some of these people that went too far. I knew people that burned clinics. I even know a man who's in jail now who shot an abortionist. And I regret that those things happened. But that doesn't mean that you have to stop fighting an evil because other evils come out of that.
So you clearly have had your successes. You also have, obviously, plenty of critics. And for some people, the kind of work that you're doing is just plain mean-spirited. I mean, a lot of times these are young women who enter these clinics and, you know, they're having a really hard time. Don't you often just make it worse for them, I mean, emotionally, to have to sort of run the gauntlet of these picket lines to enter a clinic?
Well, it's that gauntlet that's there to help them. We offer them help.
What if they don't want help, though? I mean, do you just let them go in then?
Yeah. What else can we do? We don't block them. We don't stop them. We don't call them names. We offer them help. If they don't want the help, they go ahead and have the abortion. But I've had so many women who've had abortions who said they would have given anything if we had been there the day that they had their abortion. I've heard that so many times that I just feel like I should be there much more often than I am.
But you must also hear plenty of stories, my guess is more stories, of people who resent having you out there because, you know, they want to do this and they don't want to have to feel awful about it.
Well, that's probably true. But then you shouldn't have any Ten Commandments or churches or anything that talk about evil, because people will do evil things. But we're there to help the woman. If she doesn't want our help, we don't force it on her.
So I'm curious, sort of at a, I don't know, psychological or emotional level, how what it takes to do this kind of work that you've been doing for 40 years. Now, do you have to demonize the people on the other side? I mean, in your case, the abortion doctors or the women who are going in to get abortions, do you see them as murderers?
You know, Steve, I don't really, because I've known people, good people, that do bad things. Now, none of us is perfect. And I don't hate the people. I don't hate the abortionists. I'm not going to judge the person. I don't know his conscience, his value system, and so on.
But there are plenty of doctors who perform abortions who don't feel conflicted at all, who feel like they are doing good work, important work. What do you think of them?
I meet with them. I met with a doctor at Evanston Hospital, had lunch with him one day, and we talked about it, and he had no intention at all of quitting abortions. Well, I found out his wife didn't like the fact he was doing abortions, so I called her and said that, and I knew somebody in the hospital that had the roster, and he would know whenever the doctor was doing an abortion, so I would just call his wife. And then he'd stop for a month or two. And then when his name started appearing on the roster again, I'd call his wife again. It was not a hate situation. He didn't see anything wrong with doing abortions. I did. His wife did. And I didn't hate him. I'd had lunch with him. There's always hope.
Do you see anything in common with other kinds of activists out there who were, you know, and have entirely different causes? You know, maybe Black Lives Matter, people in the Occupy movement. Do you feel like you share anything in common with them?
Oh yeah, I marched with Dr. Martin Luther King in Montgomery, and got some of my training, I think, for my pro-life work from my civil rights work. And I can see other causes, absolutely, and sympathize with them. But to me, the most important cause is the cause for life. And so that's what I'm committed to totally until the day I die.
Joseph Scheidler is the founder of the Pro-Life Action League. Steve Paulson talked with him.